We are the starting lineup here on your home of the Canucks, Sportsnet 650. And with that music, let's bring him in. The one, the only, he joins us at the first Monday of every month. It was a holiday Monday last week. So our first opportunity to say Happy New Year to the one, the only, Don Cherry. Grapes, how are you, sir?
Pretty good. Many of them. I hope we have many of them New Year's, that's for sure. It was a tough game last night, and they played pretty good, but sad. They didn't quit anyhow. They had 17 shots in the third period. They didn't quit. That's a good sign.
Okay, let's dive into the performance on the ice momentarily, but I got to tell you, you got a lot of people excited here in these parts when you suggested the idea of Eric Gudbranson possibly being moved to the Leafs. Where you suggested it would probably cost Toronto Marner or Brown. Now, you suggested that the Leafs probably wouldn't do it. Would you do that?
I don't know. They've got a good thing going here, and I wouldn't upset this here. But, I mean, if you had what I said was if you get Gudbranson, you got to give something up. You just can't give him away for a draft or something like that because, I mean, stay-at-home, big, tough defenseman, 6'3". You just don't find them around anymore, and I don't know why they're trading them. I don't know why they trade. I heard they were trying to trade them. I have no idea why they'd want Tanev out now. By the way, Tanev is the highest plus on the team, and to see him go down, I mean, what else can happen to that team? But that's the only thing I would say. I can't see Leaf giving up anybody right now because they got a good young club. But boy, he'd be dynamite on this club.
Don, you obviously saw the Canucks in Toronto front and center and then in Montreal last night. What do you think is missing from this team right now? Besides the injured guys, I get. But what do you think it is that's missing to give the Canucks a bit of an identity?
Well, I think that Dorsett, you know, I know he's long gone and everything, but he sort of set the tone. Remember how they were dynamite at the start? And they were an edgy team. You played them, it was a tough team to play against. And I think they missed something like that, but everybody said, "Well, it's easy to say the injuries," but really, I mean, everybody. Look at the guys that have been out all the time, you add Dorsett on top of that. I mean, they really do have a lot of injuries, and I know that's a big excuse and stuff like that. But what I don't understand about the whole thing is why they play so good on the road. They got 9 wins on the road. I think it's 7 at home. They have a better record on the road than they do at home, and that crowd's not bad. I mean, that crowd, they don't boo them. They're pretty good. The power play doesn't work. They still don't boo them. They're like Edmonton pretty well, and I just don't understand why they can't win at home in that atmosphere. It's a good atmosphere.
We're talking to Don Cherry here on Sportsnet 650. You're an opportunity to see Brock Besser up close and personal on Saturday night. What's your assessment of the super rookie?
I mean, let's face it. I mean, he reminds me of Matthews. He's got that touch around, and you know, he's a hockey player. He's terrific, and I mean, he's got the touch, and he's got that hockey sense and the whole deal, it's sad. It really is disheartening when you play 2 good games in a row like that and you come away with nothing, and it's tough. And it was in the paper this morning that Babcock, Leafs coach, said that he thought that Green did a good job on the bench and everything. And then he said, "I didn't really think he was dedicated enough." I thought that was good. I've heard that before from a few guys that were around the Leafs, that he had a good time, but I knew... And as you know, I said before the season he was going to do a good job, and he has. I mean, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs now. They'd have to be 50-50 almost for the rest of the year. But he's got them quitting. They would have been so easy last night or Saturday night to quit and last night to quit. But like I say, I'm impressed when I see a team go in the third period and they still go even on the shots, that they don't quit. So. They got a few problems out there, there's no doubt it, but I still like the way they play.
There's a lot of talk out here about general manager Jim Benning and him not being signed to a new contract yet. He's in the final year of his deal, and Trevor Linden's talked about it a couple of times, including in Toronto on Saturday, saying, you know, "I'm not talking about it, we'll deal with that in the future." Can you think of, you know, reasons as to why he wouldn't be signed to a new contract already and letting him sort of sit and wait, especially with a trade deadline approaching?
Well, you don't like to be a lame duck, and when they don't sign, and there's got to be a reason, they don't let, you know, you could make a lot of excuses. There's absolutely no, you must be thinking about not signing them. That's the only thing I can think of, and, you know, and it's ridiculous. You get a good coach there, and he did a, Benny did a good job getting hold of Travis Green, and you got to have some solidarity. You just can't be moving here, losing the coach, moving here. Let's go along with it, and you get all those injuries back and the whole deal, keep him going. And no, I have no idea why he doesn't sign him now. If you don't sign him now, what you're telling everybody, he's going to be a lame duck guy, and that's not good. Either get rid of him or sign him. That's the way I'm sure everybody would agree with that, and Benny would agree with that too.
I totally agree with what you're saying there, Don, and it makes a whole lot of sense, especially at this time. You know, you're less than 2 months away from the trade deadline here, or what, about 7 weeks away now. Make a move, or at least address this sooner rather than later. We're talking to Don Cherry here on the Starting Lineup. Grapes, have you ever been through a situation, and it wasn't the reason why the Canucks lost last night, but goaltending's been a problem this year. You know, you've got two 27-year-old goaltenders who clearly have not that clearly aren't ready to handle the role of being a number one goaltender in the National Hockey League, and Anders Nilsson and Jacob Markstrom. Lots of soft goals have been given up all season long by both these two guys who are both over 6'5".
Yeah.
But can you ever think of a stretch where you went through when you were behind the bench with goaltending that just was inadequate, and what it does to the rest of the team when you know that you don't necessarily have a fighting chance with the guys in net sometimes?
You know, when I was in Boston Bruins, I was blessed. I had two great goaltenders. I had Jerry Cheevers, who I think went 32 games without losing, and Jilly Gilbert. He actually set a record, and he got all the tough games. I give him all the tough. He set a record with 17 straight wins. Nobody's even come close to that yet. Yes, I know exactly how they feel. I'm not saying their goaltender is really bad. I mean, let's face it, they had 45 shots last night. That's a lot of shots to give up, and there was a couple of empty goals. So I'm not really blaming them. There are a couple of teams I could blame why their teams aren't going good. They're not great, but they're not stealing games. Yes, I went through it in Colorado. I went from the two best goaltenders in the league. I went to Hardy Astrom, the Swedish Civ, and I know how tough it is to get ready for a game. You have your, you know, breakfast, and you go and have your morning skate, and then you let a soft one in. Just deflates the whole team, but I don't think that's really the problem. You're right in the sense that they're not stealing games like Quick does for LA and other teams do for it, like Price and that once in a while. He'll steal games and that. They don't steal too many games, but I know how you get on the bench and you think you got a good thing going in and a soft goal goes in, but again, I'm not blaming the goaltenders. I am blaming now me. Imagine me, but I am blaming the injuries, and I really believe that when you have that many injuries to key guys, that it affects you. There's no doubt about it.
Don, you talked quite a lot on the weekend in Coach's Corner about the famous now silver medal throw into the crowd by the Swedish captain. It was a spirited debate here this morning already about that, and you know, whether or not it was a good idea and how it takes to be a professional and to be a good winner and also be a good loser as well.
No, I don't agree. I kind of like the guy. I know you're not supposed to say that to be politically correct. You know, you're not supposed to. I'm the guy who shook hands, you know, that should have shaken hands, but I kind of like the guy. He was in a fit. If you saw at the start, he didn't even want to put it on.
Yeah.
The guy made him put it on. And I always went the idea, I could never understand where guys were proud they won bronze. I mean, look, I won the bronze. That means two people were ahead of you, and my theory is you either win or you lose. You can lose gracefully, you can shake hands and everything, but you lose. And I don't mind. That doesn't bother me. In fact, I kind of like it that the kid was so mad that they lost. He went through it, but I heard he got it back, so it doesn't make any difference. But I like the guys, and I'm the guy that Saturday night showed that we went over and shook their hands when we lost. They didn't come over. The U.S. didn't come over and shake the hands when we lost. And I'll say it again, I don't know what they do in Vancouver, but I know here in Toronto, all the young kids wear shirts and ties, and you're going to say, oh, what's the difference, shirts and ties? Yeah, there's no sport, no country in the world, and I know this, that wears shirts and ties to the games at 9:30 at night we were the best. I mean, we win the women's hockey. We won the under 18 this weekend. We won the Spengler. We won the junior. There's nothing we couldn't win. We are the best. And I know I was criticized for saying, because Canadians never ever say they're the best and stick their chest out and pound it and all that stuff like I do. Hey, we're the best. I don't mind the kid throwing a silver in the thing. I think it's kind of funny. It shows his anger and everything. But I wouldn't have done it.
Grapes, appreciate you dropping by as always. Thanks for hanging out with us each and every month. And we look forward to doing it again in February, all right?
Well, I look forward to it and have a good time doing it. And so say hello to everybody out there and hang tough. We'll get going. I like Vancouver. I played there, you know, And I had a good time out there. I was there 4 months in the Admiral Hotel with Mark Rehm. We had a great time.
Oh, wow.
Hey, and don't freeze in Ontario. I hear it's pretty cold out there.
Oh, it's pretty cold. Make you guys in Vancouver all happy, you know, and we have a tough time here. But I miss the Saugus. Not too bad. Well, you guys hear, you know, I remember when Dr. Suzuki was talking about all of the, you know, the cold, warming, global warming and all that stuff and everything. And I come on television and I said, hey, you, no wonder it's warm. You're in Vancouver. We're freezing here in Toronto. Left-wing kooks are all the same out there. So I had a lot of fun with Dr. Suzuki. So hope you have good weather. But I like the nice cold weather. It does you good.
There you go. Graves, thanks as always, and we'll talk to you again in a few weeks.
See you later.
Cheers.
Yeah.
All right, Don Cherry, Coach's Corner himself, joining us here on the starting lineup on Sportsnet 650. Clarifying his comments a little bit with respect to the Eric Goodbranson and the possibility of him, you know, whether there'd be a fit.
Sportsnet 650.